It's time now for Living Theology, a weekly program in which Dr. John B. McDonald seeks to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ, living with competence and joy. With today's episode, here's Dr. McDonald.
As we continue in our series, Reclaiming Forgiveness, we come to the issue of destination. The journey of forgiveness has a destination. Not all reach that destination. Nevertheless, there's a desired goal or result. When it comes to forgiveness, what is the desired destination, that hoped-for goal? Given who we are, relationships are bound to be damaged or broken. That fact is borne out in our experience. How do you deal with this inevitability and its fallout? Jesus provides a thumbnail sketch of how relationships are broken and rebuilt with these words that we find in Luke 17, verses 1 to 4. If your brother or sister sins, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. If he sins against you 7 times in a day, and 7 times comes back to you and says, I repent, forgive him. Granted, this text does not tell us everything about forgiveness and may raise a few questions for us. Yet it gives us some basic insights and directions, such as 1, the breaking or damaging of a relationship is stated in terms of sin, meaning to do wrong or miss the mark. This is not a misunderstanding or an unintended slight or a personality quirk you don't like. By act or omission, one person does wrong against another person. Secondly, an offended person is not to be passive. They are to rebuke the offender. Although not stated here, this rebuke or warning should be an expression of love for the other person, a loving confrontation, if you will. And thirdly, forgiveness takes place when the offender repents. Repenting is a change of heart or attitude by the offender. Forgiving is the action of the offended toward the repentant offender. Before proposing a map for the journey of forgiveness, let's look a bit more carefully at the intended destination for the process of forgiveness. Now, what's that destination? As I've stated before, forgiveness is not just about me. It's about us. Forgiveness is God's process for rebuilding damaged or broken relationships. The goal of forgiveness, the destination of forgiveness, is reconciliation. Reconciliation is the result of having brought together two differing people or things into agreement or harmony. For instance, when a bookkeeper reconciles her accounts, she is bringing the differing columns of debits and credits into agreement or harmony. Reconciliation is reached between two people when they are in agreement or harmony. In our context, that's reached when the break in their relationship has been addressed and rebuilt. How does the process of forgiveness arrive at this goal of reconciliation? In the Bible, forgive or forgiving translates a variety of words from the original biblical languages of Hebrew and Greek. The literal meaning of such words conveys something of the range and dynamics of forgiveness. First, here are a few Hebrew words. Nasa means to lift or carry or take away. Salach, to pardon. Kafar, to cover. Maha, to blot or wipe out. So we've got to lift, to pardon, to cover, to blot. Second, some Greek words include aphiemi. That means to send away. And Ephesus and apollo'u mean a dismissal or release. If we gather these words together, we begin to get a sense of the dynamic of forgiveness. The sin or guilt of the offending person is pardoned, covered, wiped out, sent away, dismissed, and that person is released from the guilt of their offense. Of course, this is the goal of the journey, not the process of the journey. There is a lot more involved in a journey to reach the destination, and that journey can be complicated and take many different routes. So how can we define forgiveness? Keep in mind that any definition of forgiveness or forgiving must be consistent with how God in Christ forgives, Remember Ephesians 4, verse 32? Forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. Here's one practical definition adapted from Jay Adams in his book, From Forgiven to Forgiving, that meets these tests. Forgiveness is the declared promise to another, never to bring up that person's offense again to use against them. Let me repeat that. Forgiveness is the declared promise to another, never to bring up that person's offense again to use against them. So when reconciliation does take place, we know that the costly journey of forgiveness has reached its goal, its destination. Of course, there may be the continuing need of rebuilding trust and healing some of the continuing wounds. We will come to that later. Now that we have a sense of the destination for the journey of forgiveness, the next podcast will propose a map to guide us on that journey.
You've been listening to John B. McDonald in Living Theology, a program designed to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ. Dr. McDonald has an extensive online writing ministry. To learn more about John and his work, follow the links on the producer's page at HopeStreamRadio.com.